You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
And indeed, we wish you all a very good morning, boys and girls. Great to be with you this morning. It is Tuesday. It is the 20th of February. You're listening to us on 89.3, of course, Cool FM. Smoothest place on your radio dial. And we're just a couple of minutes after 7. And what are we going to be doing? Well, sitting here entertaining you right through until 10 o'clock this morning. Now, I say it is the 20th of February. And let's see who we've got born on this day. Let's go back to the year, shall we? We're going to go back to 1726. William Prescott. He was an American in the Revolutionary War who led the rebel forces to the Battle of Bunker Hill. And he is known for his order to his soldiers, don't fire until you can see the whites of their eyes.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
That mission would start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Is it yes or is it no? What's a man supposed to do? Tell you no, I don't. Oh yes, I do.
Do I cry much? Yes, I do.
Long for your touch?
Yes, I do.
Do I trust you? Oh, people, no, I don't.
Yes, I do. From Mr. Shaking Stephen there. And that's brought us to 6.5 minutes. And that's after the hour, 7 o'clock. It is Tuesday. What have we got lined up for you today? We do have a guest coming in the last hour of this morning's program, Alfredo Hidrovo. What are we doing? We're coming up to the time when we're going to be talking about Luna Llena de Tamboris. They've got a big event coming up, so Alfredo will be coming in to chat with us about that a little bit later on. Also, of course, checking in with Ingrid to see what's happening with our everyday story of country folk. And, of course, with Ingrid and, of course, Yasmin here in the Breakfast Show studio. Plenty of great music, filling in the gaps. Going right through till 10 o'clock this morning.
You get a shiver in the dark, it's raining in the park, but meantime, sound of the river, you stop and you hold everything. A band is blowing Dixie, double fall time. You feel alright when you hear the music ring. Well, now you step inside, but you don't see too many faces. In other places, but the horns, they blowing that sound way on down south. Guitar George, he knows all the chords. When he's strictly rhythm, he doesn't want to make it cry or sing. If any old guitar is all he can afford, when he gets up under the lights to play his bass. are the Sultans. We are the Sultans of Swing.
There we go, going back to the year 1978, 19th of May in 1978, that was released. Iconic song, of course, Sultans of Swing by Dire Straits, written by their lead vocalist and that amazing guitarist Mark Knopfler. A demo of the song was recorded at Pathway Studios in North London in July of 77 and quickly acquired a following after it was put on rotation. This was on BBC Radio London. Its popularity soon reached record executives and Dire Straits, well, they were offered a contract with Phonogram Records. Time on The Breakfast Show. I tell you what, got time to squeeze one. If that was the good, well, this is probably the bad.
Chuckle
every time I hear that one. That is, believe it or not, David Hasselhoff and Jump in My Car. It was a song that was originally recorded by the Australian rock band Ted Mullery Gang in 1975. It was written by Australian singer Ted Mullery and guitarist Les Hall, and it was the first hit for the band in Australia, and that was number one in Australia in 1976 for 6 weeks, but not that version. American actor David Hasselhoff recorded a cover of Jump in My Car, released in Australia on the 26th of June of 2006. This was ahead of his first tour there. The song was later released in the United Kingdom, and guess what? It debuted at number three on the UK singles chart in October of 2006, and it received publicity from the Get Hasselhoff to Number One campaign, which originally campaigned to get Looking for Freedom, the song released, but later switched attention to Jump in My Car. There we go. Yes, exactly, my sentiments as well. You've got to laugh, haven't you? Otherwise you cry. Time on The Breakfast Show. We're just a few seconds away from 16 minutes after the hour of, after the hour of 7 o'clock, so it is time to make sure we get you off to wherever it is you're going, smelling nice and looking good on this Tuesday morning. In the shower this morning, yes, I love that, click, click. Patrice Rushen, that's R-U-S-H-E-N, not the other Russian. It's called Forget Me Not.
Thank you.
There we go. As I say, Patrice the Russian and Forget Me Not. And that's it. Out of the show you get. And on your way this morning, looking out the studio window. I tell you what, yesterday was hot, wasn't it? I mean, even indoors yesterday, we're normally sort of reasonably not too bad because we get a breeze. But yesterday, 30.9, just under the 31 degrees in-house. So if you are out and about, do make sure you get plenty of protection from the heat and from the sun, all right? If you keep an eye on the time, 21 minutes, that's after the hour of 7 o'clock. We're on 89.3 Cool FM. It is The Breakfast Show.
cha, hong kong kong ka dan da, e cha po na de cha, ba ba lu la di cha, bong pa di cha, e tong kong de ra. Fashion lady, fashion lady, give up your vows. Give up your vows. Save our city. Save our city. And now. And I woke up in the morning. I got myself a beer.
Okay, well, one of the most influential groups at the time, 1960s and 1970s, that was The Doors, Roadhouse Blues, and that was off of their 1970 album, which was called Morrison Hotel, and released, believe it or not, as the B-side of You Make Me Real, which peaked to number 50 on the US Billboard Hot 100, 41 in Canada. Roadhouse Blues charted in its own right, though, on the Cash Box Top 100, peaking at 76. The song became a concert staple for the group and being covered as well by numerous artists. This. This is Alice Cooper. Wonderful World.
You cheat and steal every day. You're only human. It's okay. Don't bother with morality. It doesn't sound like fun to me. And if the truth gets in the way, bend it, twist it, that's what I say. I wanna get in trouble with you. I wanna hit and run with you.
Gonna be the air you breathe. I'm gonna teach you to deceive.
It could be a wonderful world if all of you could only see. It would be a wonderful world if everyone was just like.
This rotten place is just my style. The smell of death just drives me wild. Money's a root and that's for sure. That old disease with no known cure. So much sin, so much pain. So many souls.
Be the air you breathe. I'm gonna teach you to believe.
It could be a wonderful world.
Could only see. It would be a wonderful world if all of you.
Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Don't you dare look back, just keep your eyes on me. I said you're holding back. She said, shut up and dance with me. This woman is my destiny. She said, ooh, ooh, shut up and dance with me. We were victims of the night, the chemical, physical.
It's called Shut Up and Dance With Me. And they're called Walk the Moon. That's the name of the band. And, well, that has brought us down towards the bottom of the hour. So we'll let that one go.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
If you want to live a culinary experience accompanied by artistic events, visit Salotto Italiano, the Italian restaurant located in Plaza 76 of San Francisco in Panama City. Every week, cultural events and live music, pure emotions and magic to live an experience. Check them out. Hashtag Salotto Experience.
Por tu seguridad y la de todos, espera el tren detrás de la línea amarilla y sitúate a lo largo del andén o plataforma de espera. La Metrocultura la hacemos juntos. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
The first wave to Padrinos have already joined. What about yourself? Now you can make a big difference by sponsoring one or more students for an entire school year. Wave Foundation supports students in rural areas with limited access to education. With Wave's own school operating as of this month, 70 public school students from Pedasi, Guanico and Isla Cañas will benefit from an additional 90 days of English, comprehensive reading and surfing. You can get in touch with them at 64982703. And if you'd like to make a donation, you can do that through Yappy's directory at Asociación Wave. That's WAVED.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
That's it. It's called Brave, and it comes from an amazing lady, Sarah Bareilles. And time-wise on The Breakfast Show, 16 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning to you.
Hey, why don't you join in with us on The Breakfast Show? Always love to hear from you. You can just say,
hello.
Or you can ask for a piece of music.
Hey, Mr. DJ, put a record on.
Or send an emoji. The number, the WhatsApp number is 677-18822. Got that? 677-18822. Always want to hear from you on the show, or you can give Yasmin a call on the landline on 223-5162. Remember, The Breakfast Show, it's your show. Absolutely. Remember, The Breakfast Show is your show, and Mr. DJ put a record on. Good morning to Christopher. Christopher Bowman, good morning to you. Christopher, always good to hear from you. He says, good morning, Jerry D, Yasmin, and listeners. Can we please hear Thin Lizzy, Wild One? Of course we can. And there we go. Yes, that's going out to Christopher Bowman this morning. Thin Lizzy and Wild One. Also, let's say a very good morning to Paul. Paul over there in the United Kingdom, South London. Good morning to you, Paul. Little bit of a problem with the Tate Lion, I see. It's a British product, been going for 150 years, but apparently the picture's now decided. They've now decided the logo picture upsets the children. Come on, grow up. Also, good morning to Lucy. Good morning to you, Lucy. Always great to know you're out there. I know you're out there most days as well. That's, of course, my amazing sister-in-law, Lucy. And I tell you what, two in a row, if you like the Rolling Stones.
Let's grab the world.
Well, there we go. Yes, that was the latest single from the Rolling Stones called Angry. Before that, going back in time, going back to 1989, Mixed Emotions was the song, and it was from their 1989 album called Steel Wheels. A song written by Mick Jagger and Keith Richards while on vacation in Montserrat. And Mixed Emotions was a collaborative effort between the two of them after a period of tension and estrangement. Richard brought his own music to the sessions along with most of the song's lyrics, the rest being filled in by Mick Jagger in the studio. Released 21st of August 1989 in United Kingdom. Got to number one in Canada, number five in the United States, while becoming a top 10 hit in Finland, the Netherlands, New Zealand, and in Norway. Time on The Breakfast Show. It's time to do this.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
How about this? A rich week of musical events at Salotto Italiano, the Italian restaurant located in Plaza 76 of San Francisco in Panama City. Put these in your diary. Wednesday, the 21st of February, Bolero Night with the Trio Caribe. Thursday, the 22nd, is Jazz Night with Alex Testa Trio. And on Friday, the 23rd, is Jazz Night with Wichy Lopez Quartet. Saturday 24th, Opera Pop, the tribute to Il Volo. So book now. Where? 6974-5214. 6974-5214.
Al que madruga, el metro lo ayuda. Ahora de lunes a viernes podrás viajar con nosotros desde las 4:30 a.m. hasta las 11 p.m. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
The first wave to Padrinos have already joined. What about yourself? Now you can make a big difference by sponsoring one or more students for an entire school year. Wave Foundation supports students in rural areas with limited access to education. With Wave's own school operating as of this month, 70 public school students from Pedasí, Guanico and Isla Cañas will benefit from an additional 90 days of English, comprehensive reading and surfing. You can get in touch with them at 6498-2703. And if you'd like to make a donation, you can do that through YAPI's directory at Asociación Waved. That's W-A-V-E-D.
We have the best music from the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, and beyond. Join us for the latest news and great interviews. The best place to be in the mornings. The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. Cool FM 89.3.
I ask my love to give me shelter, and all she offered me was dreams.
Thank you.
Going back to the year 1980 with that one. Comes from the band Yes, English band, by the way, didn't know. And their lead singer, John Anderson. Chris Squire was the bassist, and guitarist Peter Banks, keyboardist Tony Kay, if I remember rightly. Right, now, there we go. That was called Run Through the Light on the album called Drama, which was the 10th studio album by Yes, and say August of 1980 on Atlantic Records. It was their only album to feature Trevor Horn, by the way, on lead vocals, and the first with Jeff Downs on keyboards. And this followed the departures of John Anderson and Rick Wakeman. This is the final countdown before we check in with Ingrid. Comes from the band Europe, of course.
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, yes, how you doing? Are you sure this is the dry season? Are you sure? Because you could sure fool me that it's part of the rainy season. Boy, oh boy, it's been raining like off and on all day. I mean, it's not a downpour. It's not like rainy season downpour. But it is substantial. And it is continuous, so it's kind of amazing. The plants are loving it. They're saying, yeah, those Sahara winds blowing that dust over to Panama and watering all them plants is wonderful. Well, this starts the day. Yesterday, the gardener came and chop, chop, never stopped, made some headway on the fence there, cutting down those dead limbs and whatnot. Today, the construction workers come and they start to build that fence. Oh, I'm excited. I'm going to have a new fence so Chelsea can't get out. Ha, 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 Chelsea, you're going to have to stay inside the house. So that's happening today. That'll probably take, well, I don't know, 7 to 10 days, maybe something like that. It is a good-sized property, and there's a lot of fencing that needs to be done. So hopefully it'll get done soon, and if it doesn't, then I'm going to have to kind of chain up Chelsea for a while. It's a beautiful morning, but wind last night, again, the turbos kicked out. I thought, boom, ba 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 boom. It blew open a couple of doors, blew shut a couple of windows. I don't know. This is just the weirdest dry season because it's not dry, and it's very, very windy. But the Windy City is mighty pretty, but they ain't got what we got. No siree. Anyways, so today we got that to do. Tomorrow is more work. Getting all kinds of things done. The herbs are growing really well. We gave some people some culantro, some oregano, wild oregano. And the gal said, oh, I'll blend them together and dry them out. And I'm like, no, separate them. They're two very separate flavors, and they're both very, very strong. You need to know about your herbs if you're going to use them, especially the ones that are wild up here. Like us. Well, there went something else blew off the wall. All right, I got to go pick me up the stuff that fell off the wall. Until next time, back to you in the studio.
Show with Jerry D.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Am I looking did I give you pain?
we go. Yes, Dion, together with Danielle Nicole, and I aim to please. And it's time to say good morning, yes.
Good morning. Happy Tuesday.
It is Tuesday, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Is the week going quickly so far?
Mm-hmm.
Not really, no. It's about the same, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, 5 days of work.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Just right now, it looks like 6 a.m.
Yeah, it's dark, isn't mm-hmm. it? Yeah, which is, you know, normally we're sort of blinds down with blinding sunshine. But,
yeah.
Hey, it's interesting because Ingrid was saying that there in Elvai, it has to stop raining.
Oh, yeah?
So let's hope that they're getting the rain in the middle of the country so we can fill up the lakes again.
Yeah.
We need to fill up the lakes, don't
mm-hmm.
we?
Mm-hmm.
We do indeed, yes. Anyway, you tell me about the event you went to, yes.
Oh, that's the, let me tell you, that's the Panama Sports Festival.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the only event where you can enjoy a whole day of competitions, activities, workshops, clinics, and sports talks.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And yesterday was full of healthy people.
Yeah, it makes you sick. It's a bit like the studio, really, isn't it? You know.
Yes, I really love it. And they're going to have international competitions there at the same place in Atlapa. So that's going to be very exciting. I want to see the ping pong tournament.
Yeah, that's...
I love ping pong, yes.
I know, and they're so quick, aren't they?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
You know? I mean, mm-hmm. I used to play pingy pong many years ago,
mm-hmm.
Until I got older, and then I just can't lift the bat. But... No, and I was watching one the other day. It was one of these shorts, I think, on YouTube or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy, because which is the most famous nation for ping pong?
Maybe China
or
Japan.
China. It's China. And, okay. And there was this Caucasian-looking guy, European or American, playing this Chinese guy.
Mm-hmm.
And they showed that he did this absolutely amazing shot, and the Chinese guy was complaining, and they played it back in slow motion because he said he hit the ball twice.
Uh-huh.
And they played it back in slow motion. He didn't. He did like a pretend, and then he hit it.
Yeah. How can you hit it twice?
You have to be very quick.
Mm.
Well, you can hit it twice, like if it sort of bounces and then you hit it again or something.
Mm-hmm.
It is possible to hit it twice. I've probably done it a number of times. Mm. But... no, it's amazing to watch. And of course, the thing is as well, sometimes, I mean, they end up about 20 feet away from the table, don't they?
Uh-huh, you know, yes.
No, incredible sport to watch.
Yes, I love it.
Mm. And funnily enough, one of the sports I also quite enjoyed playing when I was younger, but also my mother and father used to play quite a bit, apparently. My father didn't like it because my mother used to beat him regularly. But badminton.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have the shuttlecock,
mm-hmm, yes.
which is like, you know, with all the feathers on it. Because mm-hmm. once you hit it, it goes very quite slowly, really, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it gives you plenty of time to think about what you're going to do next.
Yes.
But no, it's not. It's actually quicker than that once you start to play mm-hmm. it. And, of course, Ian, he's a big volleyball guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. And what's your sport, Yasmin? Mm-hmm. Okay. And what else?
Do you mean that I like to watch or...
No, plays. For what you like to play.
None.
Okay, mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm.
I would love to play volleyball, but I'm so bad. So.
Well, you got to practice.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm still bad.
Yes. And another sport, another sport I used to like a lot of sport was tennis. I used to play.
I used
to play tennis. That was a great sport. And I was thinking actually when I sort of stopped my water skiing. So I was water skiing until I was, you know, here on the lake. I was water skiing well into my 40s.
Mm-hmm.
And then I sort of body metabolism changed, and it wasn't so easy to pull yourself out of the water.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought, oh no, I'll go back to tennis, but. The thing is, I'd had a couple of operations on my back,
mm-hmm.
and I was advised not to play tennis,
mm-hmm.
because that's a great sport as well. And that's a good spectator sport.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, you know what is a big... two games, believe it or not, which are big sports in the UK that people follow on TV.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is snooker.
What?
Yes, snooker. You don't know what snooker is?
No.
Okay. do you know what do they call it? Eight ball is when, you know, with the table with the green felt on it. Pool, you know pool?
Uh-huh, yes.
Oh, okay, you know pool. Well, it's like pool, but for grown-ups.
Ah, okay, I love pool too.
Oh, yeah, me too, actually. Mm-hmm. No, but we'll save it because it's a lot more tactical. Because what it is, I actually play it on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
You have a group in the middle of all red balls.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got the coloured balls, different coloured balls around on different places on the table.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to get a red ball in a pocket.
Mm-hmm.
When you get a red ball in the pocket, you then have a choice of whatever colour you want to try and pop.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to declare it. You can't just bang it and hope for the best. And then if you hit that, then you have the opportunity to go for another red.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes on. Then you can have. But every time you get one of the colour balls, while there's a red ball on the table, the colour ball, the other colour ball is always put back on its original position.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of technique. And it's called snooker. Snooker is when you snooker somebody is when you have, say. They have to go for the yellow ball. You get in towards the end of the game, you've got to go for the yellow ball. You can't get the yellow ball, but what you do is you hit another ball and position it in between the yellow ball and the white ball,
mm-hmm.
so that the person doesn't get a clear shot at the yellow ball. And that's called snooker, so you have to go off the cushions and do it. Mm-hmm. It's, yes, anyway, we could do this all day. The other game is darts.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big televised. In natural fact, I think they just had international competition, dark competitions.
Oh, they're going to be at this event too.
Oh, they start?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, now that I can play.
Because mm-hmm.
You have beer in one hand and the dart in the other hand. And beer is a very important part of playing darts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what you say, look, when they played on TV. You can tell because all the people that were playing darts, 90% of them were fat.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, big people.
Oh.
But they got a lot of. They can get a lot of weight behind the dart, and I mean the accuracy is amazing. So,
wow.
There we go. Yes,
you know why else I love frisbee?
Oh, frisbee.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes. But you've got to have a dog to bring it back.
No. Yes, I love that one too.
You know, yeah, no, that's good fun.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what, we'll take a piece of music. We'll be back with you in a minute.
Okay.
Let me see, what have I got? Oh, I know. It's by a band called Saint Motel. Ever heard of them?
I don't know.
No, probably not. Mm-hmm. This is called My Type.
Okay.
There we go, as I said, it's called My Type, comes from Saint Motel. I think we play that one a couple of times, yes.
It's
a jolly song, isn't it? Yes, we like jolly.
Yes.
And by the way, it's an interesting thing here, which is sort of been going around the UK. I sent dropped a note to Paul over there in the UK yesterday, saying perhaps our generation was not quite so, stupid or... because now we have a thing called golden syrup, Lyle's golden syrup.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
And I'm going to show you a picture here because I've got it on. You can see here on the left hand side.
Uh-huh.
Okay, is the original Lyle's golden syrup tin,
mm-hmm.
and it features a dead lion with with bees.
Really?
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
No, it's not.
Oh.
That has been going, that design, 150 years.
Wow.
150 years, goes back to the Victorian time. And there's some of the packaging is now going to have that new logo.
That's beautiful.
It's all right, but it's not the original. Some of us are, you know, some of us remember, some of us are 150 years old, you know.
I know. The first one is disgusting. Ew.
No, it's not. Don't be silly. You see, now, but you see, there's a story behind it. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, the fact that always it's going to upset children. BS, I was a child. I'm not, you know. And so the image of a dead lion being swarmed by bees is to be dropped from some of Lyle's golden syrup packaging. A rebranded image of a lion's head with a single bee will feature on products, including the firm's plastic syrup and dessert bottles. But there is good news.
Mm-hmm.
But the classic Lion's Golden Syrup tin, which is the one that was on the left,
mm-hmm.
with the dead lion,
mm-hmm.
okay, will be excluded from the rebrand,
mm-hmm.
keeping its more than 150-year-old packaging design. You know, why should we, you know, change things are good now. The thing is, the original logo, that one with the dead lion,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it has a story to it. It's not just there for the sake of it. It includes a biblical quotation, out of the strong came forth sweetness. And it's the world's oldest unchanged brand packaging, by the way, holding a Guinness World Record, having remained nearly identical since 1888, the brand said. Now, they first introduced tins were first introduced by Scottish businessman Abraham Lyle. More than 150 years ago. The same year as the first electric railway, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And according to the company's website, Lyle had strong religious views, which is why the logo depicts the story of Samson from the Old Testament, in which Samson killed an attacking lion, and later noticed a swarm of bees had formed a comb of honey in the carcass. Now, the thing to remember is, of course, that they don't actually use real lions, okay? They don't kill lions and wait for the bees to make a thing.
They who?
They, the people that make the syrup, Lyle's.
Ah, yeah, of course.
They don't use real lions. Not anymore. So, and so he later turned this into a riddle. Out of the eater came forth meat, and out of the strong came forth sweetness. You see, there's a history to it. It's not just about, it's not gratuitous dead lions with bees.
Mm.
It has a story to it and a history to it. And what are we going to do? Get rid of everything that's history? No. So there we go. Just thought I'd tell you that. Got rid of about 5 minutes. So there we go. Colour good morning. Mary Lou drops a good morning this morning. And Mary Lou says gymnastics are her favourite.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I love that too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, do you do gymnastics, yes?
No, never.
No, okay.
I'm bad for everything.
You know, because they have that, they call it the bar, don't they?
Oh,
where
yes.
they get up and they do aerobatics on a plank of wood.
Yeah.
About 8-10 feet from the floor.
Mm-hmm.
That's a bit dangerous, isn't it?
Yeah.
Especially if you're a man.
Yeah.
But no, gymnastics is better. I like it when they do the rings, you know, they have those two rings.
Yeah.
I mean, that takes a lot of strength.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So Mary Lou's a bit of a gymnast.
Mm-hmm.
We used to be.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's it. We've got our guest coming in the last hour this morning.
Oh yes,
Alfredo Hidrova.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So that's it. Luna Llena de Tambores is coming up. We'll tell you all about it. We've got some information here, but we're going to wait and let Alfredo tell us all about it. That's coming up in the last hour of this morning's programme.
Mm-hmm.
Shall I play some more music?
Oh, yes, please.
Okay. More Than a Woman by Tavares.
Okay, good.
All right.
Hits and more. It's the Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Man, Tweeter was a bus guide before she went to Vietnam, and
There we go. Yes, indeed. That is the supergroup, the Travelling Wilburys. And that was called the Tweeter and the Monkey Man. Time on the Breakfast Show. We're coming up towards the top of the hour. Time to do this.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
How about this? A rich week of musical events at Salotto Italiano. The Italian restaurant located in Plaza 76 of San Francisco in Panama City. Put these in your diary. Wednesday the 21st of February, Bolero Night, with the Trio Caribe. Thursday the 22nd, it's Jazz Night with Alex Testa Trio. And on Friday the 23rd, it's Jazz Night with Wichy Lopez Quartet. Saturday 24th, Opera Pop with a tribute to Il Volo. So book now. Where? 6974-5214. 6974-5214.
No bajes la guardia. Recuerda llevar tu mascarilla puesta mientras viajas con nosotros. La Metrocultura la hacemos juntos. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
The first wave to Padrinos have already joined. What about yourself? Now you can make a big difference by sponsoring one or more students for an entire school year. Wave Foundation supports students in rural areas with limited access to education. With Wave's own school operating as of this month, 70 public school students from Pedasí, Guanico and Isla Cañas will benefit from an additional 90 days of English, comprehensive reading and surfing. You can get in touch with them at 6498-2703. And if you'd like to make a donation, you can do that through Yappy's directory at Asociación Waved. That's WAVED.
A half moon away, way too close to heaven. She had the love, but no morality. Sometimes it's easy to forget, only for a moment, but there are nights you'll regret eternally. Whatever frozen hearts can do, we melt the ice away. How you know what it's like when good luck has changed the sight, and no sunshine of cards. It's so hard to find a way when life is in pieces and the taste of a kiss is so bittersweet.
Sometimes it's easy to forget, only for a moment. But the man who rises up from the ashes is no one else but me. I'm standing in the waterfall to wash the lies away. How you know what it's like when good luck has changed the tide, and no sunshine in the dark, and no angels ever hear your prayers in the night, when your fears come on your spine, when your life turns upside down, it breaks your heart.
That is Robbie Williams, and the track is called Different. Before that, we had a track called House of Cards from the Scorpions. In fact, it was on their album, which was called Return to Forever, the 18th, believe it or not, studio album by the Scorpions, because from Germany, if you didn't know that. It was released in Europe on the 20th of February 2015. The album marks the final release of the band to feature the Unbreakable Era lineup. This is with longtime drummer James Kotak leaving the band September 2016, who was replaced by the former Motorhead drummer Mickey D. So there, that was called House of Cards off of the album Return to Forever from the Scorpions.
It's just me and my six string, throw it all in the fall. When you're starting from nothing, anywhere but can reach far. Cause I'm falling in the data, I've been cut off without, but I'm bleeding and missing. That's my only way out of my hometown. I could show you around, cause I'm still proud of where I start. Now I understand why life's in my head. I've only got one plan, just me and my guitar.
Hey, why don't you join in with us on The Breakfast Show? Always love to hear from you. You can just say,
hello.
Or you can ask for a piece of music.
Hey, Mr. DJ, put a record on.
Or send an emoji. The number, the WhatsApp number is 677-18822. Got that? 677-18822. Always want to hear from you on the show, or you can give Yasmin a call on the landline on 223-5162. Remember, The Breakfast Show. It's your show.
of style, chiseled and bold, wide-angle prose, the pages could barely contain you. Now lo, the horizon is drawing in, enemies are circling, and your game face is the same face.
Is Lloyd Cole there, and More of What You Are, and that preceded by Jax Jones and Fireboy, and that was called Me and My Guitar. Yasmin,
mm-hmm.
I'd better call you in here.
Mm-hmm.
It's Renee and Rick time.
Hello, good morning.
This is like Rick Rolling, isn't it, really? Renee, we've got a picture of, this one is Ruby.
Oh.
This is Ruby. And it says here, I let Ruby borrow my earmuffs. She's wearing Renee's earmuffs.
Aww.
It says that her little ears turn to popsicles when we go for a walk.
Aww.
Which is fine. The ears are covered.
Mm-hmm.
But I want you, I'm gonna open the picture.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to look at the feet. Okay. Now the ears might be covered, but can you see the feet, Yasmin?
Oh, yes.
What is missing?
The boots?
The booties.
Mm-hmm.
The booties are missing.
Mm-hmm. What happened?
I don't know. Because, I mean, we got two pairs of boots because we got one for Ruby and one for the other one.
Mm-hmm.
The other one's obviously hiding under the bed somewhere. where's the booties? We bought booties from Amazon, remember?
Uh-huh.
You don't just need to do the ears.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Where are the booties? I mean, look, that's ice, that's snow.
Yes.
You know? There's cold feet.
Mm-hmm. She looks cold.
She looks cold. She does look cold, even mm-hmm. with the earmuffs on.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, she says, oh, she hates the booties. She can't walk.
Oh.
She's probably frozen and can't walk at the moment either. So, yeah. So anyway, no booties, but we got earmuffs.
Mm-hmm.
Where's the other dog?
Yeah.
Only got one set of earmuffs?
Mm-hmm.
I thought it must be those things like big bubbles that went onto your ear, you know. Mm-hmm. But that looks like a bandage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm. Well, anyway, it's good to know Ruby's got earmuffs.
Oh, yes.
So what are you wearing,
mm-hmm.
Renee?
Mm-hmm.
You've got booties on each ear, haven't you? I know. Anyway, back to a piece of music. I tell you what, we're going to go back in time with T-Rex. If your name's Deborah... Good morning. There we go, T-Rex and Deborah on this morning's program. Keep your eye on the time, 24 minutes before the hour of 10 o'clock.
Knock, knock, been trying to be hiding away, but they know when now they're out in front of my face. Lord knows, I let them inside, she can help me now. Yeah, I didn't know they would drive me insane, controlling every single thought in my brain. No more, I won't go on and hide, gotta take them out. My head has been out of control for too damn long, for too damn long. Yeah. Been begging, don't leave me alone, but you won't go, so you should know. You could try to break my bones, yeah, you could bring your sticks and stones, but tell my heart stops beating, I'm not. Believe in myself, but only no one else. Don't you try to seek any help on my own. I'll fight any demon inside. Better watch me now. My head has been out of control for too damn long. For too damn long. Been begging, don't leave me alone. But you won't. You can try to break my bones, yeah, you can bring your sticks and stones, but tell my heart stops beating, I'm not gonna cease. So you can try to break my bones, yeah, you can try it all you want, but tell my heart stops beating, I got this feeling. Come on, take your shot, give it all you got, I won't let you hold me down. Try to break my bones, yeah, you can bring your sticks and stones, but till my heart stops beating, I'm not gonna sleep. So you can try to break my bones, yeah, you can try it all you want, but till my heart stops beating, I got this.
Me encanta tu cabello.
Mm, and, oh, hello.
Hello.
I said, am I? There's this funny little voice in the background. Hey, Alfredo Hidrova, good boy. Look, it doesn't like you. It's trying to get away.
No. Well, the microphone is trying to get away. I'm not letting it get away.
No, okay. Alfredo Hidrova, of course. Lunigiana, we haven't seen you for a long time. We had no full moons or what?
Well, no, we canceled all the full moons around the world.
And of course, you just had a big one, the Chinese New Year.
Yes. But we had an even bigger one when we did the concert at the Canal.
Exactly.
The Panama
That's
Canal.
Always a big one for you, that one.
That was a big moon.
Yeah.
Big moon. I'm very excited. You know, it's like, actually, what happens is that we've been doing the shows only in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
Because, as you may know, it rains a lot in Panama. And
it used to.
What? Exactly.
I mean, when
you are completely right.
I just
wanted to be kind with the rain, but I guess it's.
I mean, when you did your show at the administrative building there, I hope you did a bit of a rain dance as well, because you know, actually it's funny because talking with Ingrid this morning, as we do, of course they're in LA, she's saying it's raining all the time.
Well, so yeah, in the interior,
hopefully we're getting some to fill up the lakes.
We should. We you should. Know. But, you know.
But your excuse does not count.
No, my excuse does
not
count. No, it
does not. We're going to have to. You're going to have to. You know,
it used to rain.
You know, we used to do it in the rain, but of course now we can't do it in the summer. It's too hot.
But I tell you what happened. For years, every time there was full moon, they say it never rains. And since I started doing this, every time I had full moon, it started to rain. And then, you know, and it gets you nervous. I'm like, why does it have to rain the day that I have the event? So when that started to happen, I started to say, well, you know what? We should be doing full moon events in Saudi Arabia. Because if it rains there, we can charge like $10,000 the entrance. It's going to rain today in the desert.
You could always do non-lunar. You see, non-lunar. So you could do it when it isn't a full moon.
And it gives you
a lot more time as well. You know?
So it rains only on full moon.
Well,
some people love the full moon. I stay with the full moon. I really like it.
Anyway, how's it going? I mean, good. I mean, you're big deal at the administration building. That's always a big success.
It was an amazing concert. I'm still a little bit digesting the whole thing because it was the stage that we had to work on. It was like a huge stage, the largest stage I ever worked on. It had like these screens all around, so we had an opportunity to decorate the way we wanted, and we did a chant for the water. It was dedicated to the water, our main resource.
And did it rain?
And no, it didn't rain. But we wanted to tell people to be kind and to understand what happens if we don't take care of our waterways, you know.
Sure.
Pollution and so forth, and deforestation. So we utilized that moment to decorate those screens, and we had like a story to tell with the songs and the music. Mm-hmm. We had a philharmonic, and with the philharmonic we play classical music, and the classical music people play. Imagine people were playing to Ravel's Bolero.
Okay.
People were playing to the Imperial March from Star Wars.
Uh-huh.
We were doing William Tell. We were doing Bach Prelude. We had opera singers playing and singing, and the crowd was amazed because the stage was decorated with these beautiful images, and there were 20,000 people. It was
wow.
It was huge. It was like a really like a an amazing concert with a good concept, and I'm still like, you know, in shock how beautiful it was and how great it was, and very thankful to the public because, you know, we've been doing this for 13 years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
13 years.
Mm-hmm.
And still, you know,
Still going.
You know, still going, yeah.
Yeah.
Duracell.
Like us. We've been, just about finishing our 16th year, the breakfast show.
Exactly.
You know. So, you know, we're in this together. Should we go and make it rain?
You have a song like that?
No.
We're in this love together. I hope it lasts.
I'm happy to say that Alfredo brought his guitar with him. So he doesn't have to sing.
So he doesn't have to sing, exactly. The guitar sings for me.
But of course, because your next one is coming up, and I mean, come on, you called it Agua.
Uh-huh.
So it's going to rain, right?
Let's hope it rains. Let's hope it rains.
In Arihan.
We can see Agua from here, from your window, but you know.
We can, yes. We can, absolutely.
But it's on the ground. It's not coming from top.
Yeah.
So let's hope it rains.
Well, we've got to keep our fingers crossed.
A nice hour.
So anyway, so this is coming up this weekend on Saturday, right?
Yes, on the 24th. We've been doing, started at 5 o'clock. We're going to have the little mercadito where people can go and do their shopping and get prepared. And we do a two-hour show from 6 to 8, Luna Llena de Tambores in Town Center Arraiján, which is a beautiful place. We already had a concert last year there, and this year again, we are really excited to do this show.
Where exactly is that?
When you are on the Pan American Highway going into the autopista, right before you get in there, there's a little exit at a right turn, and that takes you right into Town Center Arraiján.
Oh, okay.
It's like, I think, like the Super Extra or something is in
okay.
there.
Okay.
You enter in there, and it's like a It's right up off the highway.
Harry Hand, on the right hand side.
On the right hand.
There we go. And yes, so you've got the Mercatito where you can buy your umbrellas.
In case it rains.
Yeah, in case it rains. Because it's cool. They're really trying, I tell you.
That's the thing that you like a lot. We don't surrender, you know.
No, we're
still trying.
That's it. Absolutely. So there you go. And the concert starts at 6, as our federal state, going through till 8. Do you still have the drums there for people to play with?
Yes.
Oh, you do?
Yes. We're going to bring all the drums.
Mm-hmm.
We bring the you know, all the buckets and so you can buy and you can bring your own from home if you already have it, because a lot of people bring the ones that they bought before, purchased before. But this time, you know, we have a lot of buckets, sticks, our new merchandise of t-shirts, mm-hmm. with our messages, mm-hmm. special messages that we have. Yo soy Lunero. You know what Yo soy Lunero means?
So I am the moon.
I am full.
Yeah. At lunchtime,
And that's what people made up. They had their own hashtag. Yo soy Lunero.
Okay.
And
okay.
for a long time, people after the concert, after they play, they say Yo soy Lunero. You know, they're very excited to say they're one of us.
You're getting a bit of a following now. Rolling Stones, look out! Yeah. No, it's wonderful to see you again. Anyway, look, you got your guitar. We got a few minutes. What are you going to do with it? Just going to look at it?
I'm going to look at it.
Okay,
it looks nice. It's beautiful. I wanted to show it to you. It's a nice guitar.
It is. It's very nice. It's made of wood.
Yeah, I dedicate a song to Jasmine. And because, you know, what am I going to dedicate to another man? I have a Jasmine right here. I'm going to... Lloras cuando llueve, tu sonrisa se esconde y se pierde. Esa magia que posees de conseguir todo en el mundo sin esfuerzos, que dicha el destino que te lleva viajando día a día por tu planeta azul de mar. Hoy tú te despiertas, te acaricia la brisa y el mundo, humildemente y en venias ofrece a tus pies. Ay, que dicha el destino que te lleva, viajando día a día por este tu lindo planeta azul de mar. Sueñas, nada cuesta soñar, lloras, si algo no se te da, la 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 la. Mira cuánto brota de tu mundo que es magia. Si quieres ser parte de este mundo, tú puedes. Y puedes simplemente tirarte al vacío a tomar todas esas cosas que tú sueñas en tu lindo planeta azul de mar. Miedo tenemos cuando no sabemos, pregúntale a otro que no es nada nuevo. Piensa en tus fichas y arregla tu juego. Vivo y tu mundo, hoy aprenda a vivir. Oh yeah. Hoy si te despiertas, sonríe y da gracias, y deja que sea el cielo quien llore tus lágrimas, pues siempre te rodea un momento infinito. Sal y camina un poquito por este tu planeta azul de mar.
Jerry D.
And there we go. I like the bit when you do the. Ooh.
Thank thank you for opening this door for me, man. Thank you. I'm very, very thankful.
Well, no, you're
Jasmine, gonna, thank you.
You're
thank
gonna,
you.
You're going to have so many offers now. I mean, it's sort of playing. Hey, I know a lot of the events. You have a special guest, a special artist. Anybody special this time? For this
I am special. Actually, you know what? You know, we were going to have.
By the way, I want to add modest.
Well, we have, you know, our band members are all, to me, really special. We have, like, very talented musicians that play with great bands, and they're all around town playing all the time. And I'm very thankful for these great musicians that are working with us. And we have MC Ramiro, mm-hmm. which is the guy that makes everybody dance and perform. And, well, those people, to me, are very special. Like I told you last show, we had a Philharmonic playing with us, which we wish we could have had this time, but, you know, it's expensive to have a Philharmonic playing with you. It looks beautiful, but cost a lot of money.
but that's a big thing as well, isn't it now? I mean, so many, not just sort of current, but a lot of the tracks have been remade now with a Philharmonic Orchestra. And some of them, I mean, I personally, I love it because I love the depth of the sound that you get. So,
You know, I was really, when we did arrangements for my songs and some of the music, especially for my songs, the last one that I do, Luna Llena de Tambores, they did an arrangement and I hadn't heard it. And we were rehearsing with the orchestra. And I'm singing the song and suddenly when I hear, wong, 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 I choked and I couldn't sing. I was like really.
That was
really,
the idea, apparently. You know, yeah. Do the big violin thing and keep quiet.
And he kept quiet, yeah. And they got it. It was very, very emotional, very beautiful to hear big sound and it was just great. And then, you know, we're doing Ravel's Bolero, which for years I've done it a couple of times, but with a, you know, with a CD or something. Mm-hmm. I would play the music and not live. Mm-hmm. This time.
Have you noticed though, CD is cheaper?
CD is, exactly. It's much cheaper.
Or even better, get an 8-track.
You don't need any microphone into anybody. But to hear these people playing live and to hear the whole crowd.
Who is your maestro?
El profesor Mata.
Ah, yeah. Profesor Mata. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Brilliant. Brilliant man.
He was great. He was really great, and I had a lot of excitement knowing that he understands the connection between the public and, you know, and me, so we can have them participate. Because you know, usually classical musicians, they're trained to read. And they don't have any, like, okay, let's invite other people to play and to make this part longer. But, you know, having some link, like Professor Mata helped us open that door. It was beautiful because, you know, you think it's simple to play a drum, but when they have to participate doing a pattern like that and nonstop, they lose focus and they're like, still, you know, the 5 minutes and we're still playing that.
Do you remember, Yasmin, we went to the one at the National Theatre with Gerardo, remember? That was Maestro Mata as well, wasn't it? Yeah, he's really sort of into, because it's a good thing, you know, not just from, say, like your perspective, but it's a good thing for the orchestras, the symphonics to go out and play this music. I'm sure they love it.
Because usually they don't have an opportunity to have a huge stage to play these things.
Right.
Incredibly enough, the great music as classical music or jazz in Panama, it's not something that it's like part of the repertoire for the people, for everybody. Mm-hmm. Some exclusive people know this music and like it, and it shouldn't be that way. I think, and I don't think it's because of the music, it's because it needs more exposure out there. You can go to any popular neighborhood here, and if you have an orchestra playing classical music for them, I'm sure they would sit down and appreciate it. You know, and there's nothing wrong with any other musical gender. No. It's just like, you know, radio, for example, exposes people to different genders, and that's what happened long time ago that, you know, radio opened doors for people to open their mind to things that they would not listen to generally.
You know, my music is very sort of eclectic. And, of course, being from the other side of the pond, I have a different sort of selection and choice of music. A couple of people have said to me, we love it because we hear music that we don't normally hear.
Exactly.
Because that's it. I mean, music, I played the other day and got a very good reaction. It was, what's the name of the song? I've got it here. It was, anyway, I've got to get out. But it was, Amazing Grace. There we go. I knew it would come to me. Uh-huh. Luckily, it came to me this week, not next week. Amazing Grace by a heavy metal singer.
Mm-hmm.
It's incredible. And people love it. It's like one of my favorite covers is by Disturbed, Sound of Silence. And I mean, I grew up with the original with, you know, Simon and Garfunkel. And it was such a beautiful interpretation of it. Because if you listen to the words, it's about fake gods and whatever. And he actually gets angry about it. And it's really good. So anyway, as you mentioned there, you know, if you want to get more people attending, expose yourself.
I would take that.
Hey, my friend, we got to go. We're going to keep.
Did Madonna said something like that? Exposure.
Well, on that note, we got to call it a day. I got to get out of here because I'm running out of time. But we're going to keep reminding everybody. And look, do keep coming back whenever you've got your learning and you know, because you need to be exposed.
I need to be exposed. Thank you both. Thank you both for exposing me.
It's free advice. Alfredo Hidrova with us this morning on The Breakfast Show. Always great to have him. Remember, we're going to keep telling you, we're going to keep reminding you as we go through the week as well, the event coming up on Saturday. All right? So big thanks once again to Alfredo. Big thanks to Ingrid for checking in with us this morning for our Everyday Story of Country Folk. Yasmin here in the Breakfast Show studio doing all our social media and so forth and so forth. My co-producer Neil Danby, getting a lot of our background information. Boys and girls to Grupo Grado for keeping us up and running. Big thank you to you. And as always, to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show. Back with you at the same time, that's 7 o'clock tomorrow morning, whatever it is you're doing between now and then, please, please, please do it carefully. Remember what you say, 7 tomorrow, I want to be talking to you, not talking about you. For me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-da. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Call FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby.